Don Barclay suffered a knee injury. Was in a team pressure with a blitz drill. He got himself in a in a bad position.
You know, I wasn't really watching the play. I just saw him laying there. But just hope for the best right now. Don't know his condition. I don't think anybody does yet, but just gotta hope for the best. You know, he's a valuable piece to our offensive line.
You know, obviously I just gave him a pat on the shoulder, and I haven't heard anything since, so I don't know what's going on.
Donnie, they don't come any better than him. He's exactly what you're looking for. If you want someone to emulate what a Green Bay Packer football player is on and off the field, you know, he's definitely one of your guys.
He adds a ton of value to this line. I mean, typically don't get a six guy that can play that many positions and has had that much experience, man, with 20 games or so, something like that, started. So that'll be a big one if he's down, but hopefully it's nothing too serious.
You know, he's a guy who's been competing all year, and he's a guy who can play multiple positions and play them well. So, like I said, we're hoping for the best, and, hope he can come back soon.
We've really never locked in an offensive lineman to one position, unless maybe it's center for the first time, because usually our centers have been multiple position players in the past. So, but I mean, Derek can move over to right.
It's been big to have Derek back. He's a guy who, he's had his injury struggles throughout the past couple of years, and I think he's had a hell of a camp. I mean, he looks bigger, he looks stronger, he looks quicker. So he's a guy it's definitely good to have some insurance, him being that tackle, that third guy.
You don't want to see anybody get hurt, so we'll really wait till see exactly what we're dealing with here.